multiple innings, and the biggest thing I see, not just the 5Ks, I see the zero walks had to be a big step forward for you.
You know, it's been a big thing. It's a lot of things I've been trying to work on lately. It's just cut walks back and just, you know, get the first ball, first strike, and kind of work from there. And so far it's been really good for me, and it's been working real well for me.
How is the mentality different for you, not closing, knowing you're going to have to throw multiple innings here and get ready for almost a different role?
It's really not that bad, actually. It's not too much different. You know, it's just, like I said, just kind of a little bit different mentality. It's not too much. It's just more focusing on getting strikes and getting outs rather than going in, you know, knowing the game's on the line. It's kind of almost a little bit of pressure relieved off my back a little bit, just kind of going. I mean, either way, I mean, pressure's a good thing, too, but coming back in the later innings, you know, throwing 3 or 4 innings, you can kind of stretch things out, work on different things, see what, you know, hitters are there. You know, when you're one inning short, it's, you know, you got to get the outs and see what happens from there.
So when this team has some leads, you don't anticipate necessarily filling that role with this club at this point?
And I'll do whatever they want me to do. And if they want me to close, I'll close. If they want me to throw 3 innings, I'll throw 3 innings. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me, because I know right now it's just, and I don't really have a role in this team. It's they're going to kind of use me as they want to use me. And, you know, if it's the close, I'll go in there and close and get the 3 outs and get out of the game for us.
How did you mentally prepare for this season when you're a guy, you have a history of closing, you got a chance, you move up quick, you get in the big leagues, the Mets have a very old and injury-prone closer, and all of a sudden there's K-Rod and J.J. Putz kind of coming in? How do you have to refocus yourself for the season?
Well, it's just really easy, you know, it just kind of comes into it. Once you kind of see that, you know, I can tell that, you know, they have a closer, they have a setup guy for the next couple of years, so that's fine by me. Now I'm going to change my view a little bit and get more into, you know, I'm going to work on throwing the 5th, 6th inning, you know, 5th, 6th inning, 7th inning, you know, whatever they want to roll me throw, work on getting a little bit longer, you know, and hopefully down the road, if they give me that chance to be closer, then I will be more than happy to take it.
What did you think of the team's game today? There was 11 hits the most of the season. There were some more alert plays in the bases. You didn't get some clutch hits, but you got some good bullpen work. There seem to be more good things happening today than most games this year.
Yeah, we're just slowly putting together, slowly but surely. You know, we're just, it's, you know, a little bit colder up here. When you come down from Florida coming up here, it's a little bit of an adjustment for us. But, you know, as a team, I think we're building a lot better. You know, we're getting closer and closer, getting hits going. Our pitching is working real well for us. And I think towards the end here, we're going to start picking it up and get some wins.
Thanks, man.
Ever feel more exposed, I guess, in a different kind of role, because you're throwing 1 inning 4 and I'm throwing 2-3 and a little bit more spread out maybe?
No, not really. I mean, it's not too much of a different mentality for me. I still kind of go in there thinking it's a closing situation for me, because I still got to go and just get the 3 outs. You know, if I have to go back out there and get another 3 outs, then I'll go out there and get another 3 outs. So it's just really just kind of going either way.
You never worry about, I mean, offensively when the runs don't get put up for you and you're still in the gridlock, and is there any extra pressure of a guy gets on base, you're never going, oh, well, crap, I can't let this?
No, not really. I mean, I don't try to think about that too much. I mean, okay. Even if it's a, you know, tie game or we're down by one and I let, you know, like for instance when they double off the wall today, I was just like, whatever, you know, I'm going to get in, get the next guy out and not worry about the guy in second because I need to get the outs. So I'm not too worried about him trying to score. If I just worry about getting outs, it'll help me out a lot.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Yep.